only that, sir.
The day started so well for these girls in Kabul as they returned to school for the first time in 7 months.
Thank God, the Taliban are also like the previous government. Now I don't have any concern about what I have to wear or whether to go to school or not. My family has allowed me. And thank God, now the Taliban has also given us permission to go to school. We are very happy.
But a few hours later, that sense of optimism had completely disappeared. The Taliban-led government suddenly ordered most secondary schools for girls to close. Students packed up their bags and headed home.
I was happy and excited when I found out I was going to school. But we were hardly there for 30 minutes when they kicked us out and shut the door and left us hopeless.
It isn't fair that boys are allowed to go to schools and girls aren't. What have girls done wrong? We want our schools to reopen like before.
Girls in Afghanistan have been waiting for months to attend school. The Taliban pledged to provide them with access to an education after its takeover in August. But since then, most girls have been banned from going to school after the sixth grade. Taliban officials now say they need even more time to create gender-segregated facilities.
I think it's very sad to see after all those months, which is the girls in Afghanistan were been waiting for that day, that the schools will be reopened. And unfortunately, today was a very disappointment that they turned back their home without any results. It shows that Taliban are not reliable. They cannot fulfill their promises.
The Taliban's been widely condemned for depriving women and girls of an education. The international community says the right to an education must be upheld if the Taliban-led government wants to receive much-needed aid. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.